This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes, Google Play, and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have another returning guest. I'm super excited to have him back on the show. Gosh dang it, he's waited 4 months to come on, but the last time I told you about this stock was at 30 cents. His stocks went from 30 cents to 53 cents. They're crushing it on the revenue side, and we wanted to have him to come on the show, give us an update, what's going on. We're talking about American Cryostem Corp. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol CRYO, and with us today is the Chief Operating Officer, Tony Dzinski. Tony, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me on again. I really appreciate it.
You know, your company maintains a strategic portfolio of intellectual property and patent applications that kind of form its adipose tissue, which people get to use their own tissue. Just bring us up to speed of what you guys have been doing the last 4 or 5 months.
Well, and we've begun to license out our individual products to corporate manufacturers, global distributors and manufacturers to support our growing pipeline of not only new products and uses of adipose tissue-derived cells, but also to expand our international development of our licensees who, while on the same system as ours, would be able to deliver treatments essentially to any patient in any affiliate in any country.
How can an individual participate in a regenerative medicine?
Well, regenerative medicine is a very broad topic, but specifically what we talk about regenerative medicine, what we talk about is the ability to use your own cells and tissues to heal yourself or to improve yourself based upon some cosmetic procedures that are done with tissue. But more importantly, it's about the cellular therapies that are on the horizon. And, you know, we believe that the FDA is moving forward finally to put some legislation around this or put some regulation around this so that people will have free access to being able to do regenerative therapies on themselves with their own tissues through a qualified physician.
Now, you guys have your own intellectual property and you have patent applications pending, or bring us up to speed on those.
Well, we have a total of 17 patents, two of which have already been issued on our defined media to culture cells, which contains no xenomorphic or foreign animal products. This is very important when you talk about trying to bring a product through the FDA and get it approved. When it has xenomorphic products in it, it's much more difficult. But in addition to that, we've created a patent structure across our entire platform, which includes our collect, process, and store platform, which is really the way everybody can get into this program. It's just a little bit of fat, less than 4 ounces. It's a quick procedure at a cosmetic or plastic surgeon's office. It takes about 20 to 25 minutes to do. And then you could put your tissue in our cryo storage bank. And we've developed non-chemical or non-toxic materials to use when we process these cells so that they would be more acceptable for regulatory approval, but also so that they have many, many less side effects that may be associated with older products that still contain some chemical additives that will create a reaction. So this is the way that we have been moving forward with our patent portfolio, to patent the entire process from the beginning when the patient is at the doctor's office and having their tissue collected. We've patented the box and methodology for that, all the way through processing, cellular expansion, which is our medias, which have been licensed out for manufacture to PepperTech, a global distributor that's been announced, and also to ultimately cover the delivery technology of having cells delivered back to a physician. We are working on some breakthrough technologies, which are about sending cells the same way you send any other drug to a doctor, where he can just receive it and use it without having to do anything, you know, to prepare it or get it ready for the patient to come in.
That's amazing. My guest today is Tony Dzinski. He is the Chief Operating Officer of American Cryostem. They trade on the OTC markets, ticker symbol CRYO. When I had you on the show 4 months ago, I told everybody that you were undervalued at 30 cents. Your stock now is trading at 53. In 2015, correct me if my numbers are wrong, in 2015, you guys did $298,000 in revenue, $593,000 in 2016. But I want to talk about the last two quarters of 2017. You guys are doing $750,000 in revenue already this year. And what I see, you guys have a lot of affiliates in Hong Kong and Japan. Tell us about your international business and where did these revenues come from? Did they come from international or domestic?
Well, the revenues are actually growth in both areas. Most significantly, growth in the U.S. market with individuals storing tissue and getting ready to have regenerative procedures performed. There's a lot of international work to be done, and we've licensed to Hong Kong and to Tokyo. And in this respect, what the model is that the international licensee will use our technology and buy our consumables, so it's a revenue-generating approach. And it also, again, aligns the platforms. So if a patient wanted a treatment that was not available in the United States and had their tissue or cells stored with us, but that treatment was allowable in Tokyo, we would allow that patient to transfer his tissue or his cells into the Tokyo affiliate and then go to Tokyo and have the treatment performed. And this is the basis of our international strategy. We are looking to create affiliates around the globe in areas where cellular therapies are a little bit easier to obtain so that in the interim period before the FDA moves forward with either regulation or approvals, people who need treatment now can get it now. And it also supports the company's overall revenue strategy of diversifying its revenue across multiple channels so that it should there be a slowdown or some cyclical nature of the business, we can even out that cyclical nature of the revenue.
You know, it amazes me. Last time we talked, you guys moved to a bigger laboratory in New Jersey. How's that coming along?
That facility is absolutely fabulous. We've been able to increase our throughput by about 20 times.
That's amazing.
Now, that's a pretty good number. You know, when you move from facility to facility, these facilities are very expensive, and you need to plan them with forethought of what your business is today, but what your business can be.
Absolutely.
So we built this secondary facility so that we can grow over the next 2 or 3 years without significant capital investment into a new facility. And then that gives us a longer time to plan the next facility, which I'm sure will be much bigger than the current one.
You know, if I was listening to this interview and I wanted to buy your stock, what does the future hold for American CryoStem Corporation for me as an investor?
Well, American CryoStem is all about delivering unique regenerative therapies to individuals. There has been significant amount of published data relative to these types of cellular therapies. And interestingly enough, a lot of that data says that when you use your own tissue and cells, it's safer than using a donor-based cell therapy, which can cause an adverse reaction. In using your own, it's more methodical. It's more in line with what the regulatory concepts about that are. So as we push forward and we've completed substantially all of the laboratory work and the product work that we've been involved in the last 6 or 7 years, we are pushing forward toward the approval of these regenerative therapies, both in the United States and in other developed areas such as the European Union and Canada, Mexico, so that our patients who come from all over the world can access treatments and be delivered therapies.
Can we switch gears and talk about metrics just for a second before I let you go?
Sure. Sure.
Your float, is that still 7.8 million shares?
Yes, it is.
You know, that's really amazing. I want to give you kudos because I have hundreds and literally hundreds of CEOs come on my show every 6 months. And your market cap, last time you were on the show, was at 10.6 million. Today it's at 23.6 million and your float's the same. So, you know, when I talk to my investors about investing in small companies like this, it's all about management. And Tony, I want to take my hat off and give you guys kudos. You guys are knocking it out of the park. So congratulations on that. You haven't changed the flow.
Thank you so much. You know, John and I, our CEO, both have Wall Street backgrounds. And we spent our 80s and 90s and the early part of 2000s in that business. And what you recognize there is that it may be a little bit more painful to keep your float down and keep your business running lean and mean. But in order to survive and in order to get to the next level, we've recognized that early. So we run a very tight ship. We watch all the nickels that come in and go out. And we are doing this in preparation, ultimately, to have a larger financing down the road. You know, this is kind of the overall strategy. You just move up and keep the float stable and keep the capitalization stable so that the value increases as your shares move up. And ultimately, our goal is to do a larger financing when appropriate and then move the listing up from where it is on the bulletin board pink sheet, so to speak, and into a national exchange.
Absolutely. In closing, Tony, is there anything that we didn't get a chance to touch upon that you would like to get out to my listeners?
Well, I think that everyone who's looking at the biotech market should look from the perspective that you're either categorized as a single play, meaning a lot of companies out there have one item that they're working on, one approval they're looking for the FDA to approve. And unfortunately, if that gets derailed, that company could face some serious financial setbacks.
Absolutely.
What we've done over the last eight or 9 years is actually built a secondary business from all of our development and patented technology that we can license out. We don't ever want to build a big plant or have 1,000 employees making media or these types of things. But our intention is to license it out, generate some stable revenues from it so that as we move through the process of FDA approval of the final cellular products, we can continue to support ourselves without having to continually go back to the well and increase float and increase dilution to the existing shareholders, because we have a great set of core shareholders who have been supporting us for 8 or 9 years. Anytime we need some help, they help us. And I think that that's a great strategy for us to move forward and increase the value to the investor.
You have a company that cares about its shareholders. You could tell that by the way they manage the things around there. I wish you nothing but continued success, Tony. Thank you for taking time out and coming on Stock Day. And hopefully you guys won't wait 4 months to come back on.
Thank you so much. And you have a great afternoon.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.